Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of Man in the Pew. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and I am excited to lead you into prayer today. This episode is Day 7 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. You can get the details on the challenge at maninthepew.com/gratitude90. That's gratitude 90. Today, we're going to explore how the gospel leads us to thankfulness. I wonder, how many times have you heard the gospel message in your life? For some, it's never, but for many Christians, we've heard it hundreds or thousands of times. One of my daughters started attending Life Church recently, and we attend with her many times, and they present the gospel every single week at the end of their service. And I must confess, it's beautiful to see people accept God's love each and every week. Jerry Bridges famously said, "Preach the gospel to yourself every day." Well, why would we need to do that if we've already received it? Here's my take. Because we have short memories and we need frequent reminders of our need for God's saving mercy. In this episode, I'm going to explore 7 reasons why we can be thankful for the gospel. Reason number 1, the gospel demonstrates the extent of God's love for us. You see, we don't deserve God's mercy. We have broken our side of the covenant more times than we can count. As Paul told the Romans, "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." We did nothing to deserve it. The second reason we can be thankful for the gospel is the gospel reveals our great need for God's mercy. God knows exactly how sinful we are. In Psalm 14, David describes God as searching the earth on the hunt for anyone righteous. Here's how the search ends. "All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one." We are in desperate need for God's mercy, and yet God chose us in spite of our sin. Reason number 3 for being thankful for the gospel is the gospel frees us to receive God's love. You see, Ephesians says we were dead in our sin. We couldn't do anything to deserve or receive God's love. But God, he showed us mercy and made it possible for us to receive his love. Paul describes it like this in Ephesians 2. "But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Jesus from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved." Here's reason number 4. The gospel empowers us to love others. Our sinful nature is focused on self-preservation. We normally love others when it benefits us. So when Jesus commanded us to love others as we love ourselves, do you realize just how radical that is? That's why later he expanded on this in John 15. He said, "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends." That's what Jesus did for us. So as we grow in our ability to love others selflessly, we can return thanks to God for changing us, because we see we can only do that as the gospel changes us. Here's reason number 5 to be thankful for the gospel. The gospel releases us from bondage, addictions, and isolation. When Paul was talking to the Galatians, he said, "So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law." Jesus came to set captives free. Sin holds us bondage in the form of addiction, isolation, and rebellion. So in talking to the Romans about this, Paul said, "But now you are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to righteous living." So the gospel frees us from bondage to sin. Here's reason number 6. The gospel renews our minds. As we have been changed by the gospel, our minds will begin to see life as Jesus does. Paul put it like this to the Romans in chapter 12. "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Here's reason number 7. The gospel gives us hope for the world. In Colossians 1, Paul proclaims the hope of the gospel. He says, "The gospel gives us the hope of forgiveness, reconciliation, and holiness. but it also gives us hope that people from every nation, tongue, tribe, and language will one day believe upon Jesus for salvation. I know this has been a more theologically heavy reflection today, but these truths provide great reason for thanksgiving, whether you're thinking personally or on behalf of everyone we know. Here's the challenge. Do we really believe it? Do we reflect on this daily? And does it lead us to gospel thankfulness? Here's my challenge for you today. Spend a few minutes journaling on why the gospel message is important for you today, right now. Not back when you accepted Christ, but today. How is the gospel giving you hope today? Perhaps you could use one of the prompts that I've just listed here today, or your thoughts could go as the Holy Spirit guides you. But spend a few minutes reflecting on that in your journal and then returning thanks to God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for showing me your great love through the perfect life and death and resurrection of Jesus. Thank you for paying the price to redeem me from the debt I deserve and for giving me eternal life as a reward. I don't even have words to express my gratefulness for your mercy. I pray you would show me how to love my family, my friends, and my neighbors with a Christ-like love. Thank you for renewing my mind, and I pray you would continue your good work on my mind, my heart, and my attitudes. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.